pay close heed to my every word.
Sometimes I grow so tired, but I know I got one thing I got to do. Bring along. Now the time is now. Sing my song. I'm all around the world and gonna find my girl on my way. I've been this way 10 years to the day. Bring along. I'm gonna find the queen of all my dreams.
You're listening to League Podcast, episode 375. Matt Durson.
Clay Inferno. Ooh, giant size 375 anniversary issue.
375? I know. That used to be a big one. Now you won't even get that.
Double page spread. No, it's like...
with a foil cover.
They're like, that's it. This series lasted 10... This Moon Knight was season 15. 10 issues. That's all you get.
Well, it's so weird because when you think about it, I guess it doesn't matter. But like, if you were somebody who was going into like that kind of a thing, like technically, like Captain America, I think is on like volume 8. You know what I mean?
Like, it's like, if not more than
if you go by like, volumes, that's what they call them in like. If you were a collector, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and you were like, I want to get Captain America volume 6, number 25 or whatever. You know,
they might even have it in the. The Marvel little indicia at the beginning or whatever sometimes.
That's right. I think you're right. I think they do.
They definitely, when we were kids, and it would be like, sometimes it would be like volume 2, but it'd be like a pretty big character for like whatever reason or like something started at like, it might say volume 2 because the first volume was like Journey into Mystery or something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's because that's where a lot of the books started. Like Thor was Journey into Mystery. That now that you mention it, I mean, you drive yourself crazy if you were one of those collectors. You know what I mean? Like trying to
it's
get
just
everything
all out the window now. It's
it is.
We're talking about our podcast before the podcast, but the new rule is that the iTunes store is not going to keep more than 300. Of your latest episodes in its feed. It's not like it won't be like our site is like a little messed up because we've moved servers and some are missing anyways, but like it would be hosted on your site, but like if you were to drill into the iTunes store, which is basically the ratings, it's the Nielsen ratings for all podcasts, it would only go back 300, the latest 300 episodes.
Wow. Well, jeez, all those early crappy episodes.
yeah. Thankfully, some of those are missing anyways.
Yeah, it's true. I don't think any of the... Well, I can't remember any of them. I can't remember back that far. But I know that they didn't sound good.
That's true. So I mean, we might get crazy with the numbering thing if we reach a milestone. Who knows?
I know. Well, you know... I mean, 375. I mean, that's like when we were kids, that would have been a thick book that cost a little and probably still would be, although they'll never make it that far probably now. I mean, all the books that have like Detective Comics 1000,
right?
You know what I mean? They've already passed that.
I always think
any
of the
book
Ron,
coming up
Ron Lim, 350 Captain America, like the gold cover. You remember the gold cover?
I hated the gold covers. They're the worst. But yes, I remember.
That was a good issue, though.
Cap 350?
It was 350. Maybe it was 375.
Yeah, 350 hey, had him and the U.S. agent, guy, other Cap. I don't know.
I remember he had
that's
Eagle and Ron Lim drew it.
I did like Ron Lim on Captain America. I'll say that.
Yeah, he's a quintessential guy.
Yeah, for me, definitely quintessential. They did some good stuff on Captain America with him as the artist. All right, so here's what I want to tell this funny story. Not that we can talk about foil covers if you want, but
all day.
Oh, sure, all day. I saw Avengers Endgame again last night.
Related to that, the cover I was thinking of was the 50th anniversary issue with an odd number of 383.
Oh, okay. So the 50th anniversary was different.
Yeah. And oh, Ron Lim and Jim Lee did the inks.
Wild.
Oh, an up and coming Jim Lee, eh?
So you went to the theater to see Endgame, I assume.
Yes. Yes, went to the movie theater to see it, and they had these amazing, I don't know if you saw on Instagram, the geeky tiki glasses that you could get, because we were there early, and I'm like, well, let's get a beer, you know, because they have served beer at the theater now, that theater. And they go, and Rachel's like, oh my God, the geek, what are those tiki mugs? And I was like, oh God, some silly thing, you know, and they were like, oh, it's $10 extra for whatever drink you get, but you can get beer in it. Cause I was like, oh, it's probably some fruity cocktail. I don't want that.
Like, get whatever you want in it. They just want to sell
you. Yeah,
you
can have them. They said any draft beer and, you know, it's $10 extra. But they're ceramic. I thought they were plastic. So I got this Thanos. I got this tiki mug. That's Thanos. And it's
really,
it's this big thing. And it's, and like Rachel got Thor, and I was like, this is amazing. Geeky tiki. Oh my God. So, yeah, it was kind of a riot. I mean, worth, because I, you know, you go to a movie theater and everything is a ripoff, you know what I mean? Popcorn is $8, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is definitely $10 for a cheap plastic mug, you know? But it wasn't. It was ceramic and big. And like, I don't know. I enjoyed
seeing those at what's that place, the Roxy's A4cade.
Oh yeah, so yeah, yeah,
they have like, you can get a big drink out of an R2D2.
Yeah.
And they have some random glassware like this. But so what what did Rachel get? I'm looking at the Thanos one.
She got Thor. So Thanos is also 5 ounces bigger, so I was also pretty happy with that.
Oh nice.
Because she was like, oh, I'm surprised you didn't get Captain America. But I'm like, oh, no. Like, I was Thanos all the way. Although, but when I looked at it, I actually originally thought Captain America was Black Panther when I looked originally. So
right.
I could have gotten Cap. But no, I'm very happy with my purchase. Because not only is it
a Daredevil and a Punisher one. This is like a whole bunch of these.
I know. They got a whole bunch of them. And I think they even have like a Shazam. So, yeah, if you're ever anywhere.
A baby raptor. That's awesome.
If you're out Holy and smokes. About.
Stacey wouldn't want one of these Cthulhu ones. She loves octopus stuff.
Really?
Wow.
Apparently they had like, yeah, Game of Thrones. Whatever. But oh, a Death Star. Look at that. Now I'm really going nuts.
This has a skull and a Cthulhu on it. And kind of like a nutsack of his in the back of his head. This is cool. Screaming that Stacey wants this for her birthday.
The nutsack?
Yeah. One? Well, I'm gonna.
Wow, this Death Star one is $45. What the hell?
Yeah, they're going for a lot of money, dude.
I should just sell my. Damn. Look at this, FYE.com. FYE is still in business? That's so weird. Remember that store?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Hey, look at that. Well, there you go. So we got some geeky tikis at the
pretty
oh my
cool,
God.
Man. I'm glad you Help pointed boys. That out to me.
Yeah, if you're ever down at the Regal Fenway, you can maybe grab one. I gotta say, Han Solo and Carbonite is also very cool, but I don't think I'd spend $30 on them. But yeah. So we got some geeky tikis and watched the movie, and there was a girl sitting next to us who I can only assume she hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Which is funny because it's been out for 5 weeks now, and it's
quite a while.
Yeah.
But hey,
but she was reacting like pretty. She was like. Like everything, she was like, "Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!" Wow! Like you were She was really into it, which I guess, you know, what are you going to do? At least she was into the movie, not just like talking. But wow. I guess she didn't even, she wasn't even spoiled. But, yeah. Anyways, pretty,
do you have any
Avengers
thoughts?
Endgame, 800 Endgame? Million domestic.
Anything so, hit you special when you went to go see it again?
No, not really. I feel like there was something. And now I don't really remember what it was. There's a, I don't know. You know what's funny? I've been reading a lot of backlash, a lot of Captain Marvel backlash the last week or so because the DVD or Blu-ray or whatever, you know, digital came out and there's like deleted scenes. And there was like a deleted scene, or an extended scene where like the guy, when she's looking at the map outside the Blockbuster or whatever, and there's like a longer version of that scene where she was she was mouthing off to the guy and whatever, and like, people were like, what a bitch. I don't know what this, I guess this isn't new, but it's kind of, maybe it's just come back up again because of the Blu-ray thing, but it's really strange that people just, I guess it's just because Brie Larson was so vocal about some of her thoughts. But
there's a there's a pundit that commented on that online, and I just don't even want to get into it. But
sorry.
Maybe very upset.
Really?
This guy's name, I don't even want to say what it is. He's one of those right-wing like news guys.
Oh, okay. You can't say anything about it? Can't give me a hint?
He was like, because I don't want to give him any more attention. He was like way cool, like, you know, yay feminism, you stole this guy's bike.
Yeah, I think that was the nature of the...
That's...
Why do...
Fuck that.
I mean, yeah, who cares? It's just a movie. Just relax. And it wasn't even in the movie. So what are you upset about?
Like, yeah, right.
It was just something they thought, wait, let's film this. And then afterwards they thought, no, we're going to take that out. For whatever reason. I don't know why. But what the fuck? Anyway. All right, pundit.
Pundit, wag.
I want to be a pundit. How can I be a pundit? Can I be a pundit?
You are a pundit.
I just have to talk about things. Yeah. I want to be a pundit for a second about, since we are a comic book podcast, let's talk Batman, latest issue here, or whatever, the latest issues.
I was figuring we could talk about the Tom King news.
Yeah, so he's finishing up at the end of the summer, though, right? I mean, he's on for a little while.
He's getting kicked off his book, man.
Oh, it's kicked off. But he's getting another... Batman Catwoman.
But he's getting a Batman and Catwoman comic book, but he was supposed to end at issue 100 or 105, and they're not letting him do that.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, he's got, I mean, he's going twice monthly, so yeah, I guess he's got about six or seven left. I don't know, maybe or something. But so is that the story kicked off? Or just like, oh, we're going to move you over here? Or what's the deal?
They didn't want him... the rumors are saying that they didn't like the direction he was going overall in general with this. They didn't want to let him finish his story because it was too different from Batman in the past.
Well, I don't know about Batman in the past, but I'm not going to fully argue against that. I haven't enjoyed these recent issues. I enjoy most of his run. I've liked a lot of his stuff. But these most recent ones are really starting to just wear me down here.
I think I kind of, you know, I'll be a pundit. I think maybe that's why. You know, like,
because I didn't like it?
Yeah. That other people didn't like it either.
Okay, so I guess, you know,
kind of rambling a little bit for, like, he's been rambling the last 10, 15 issues.
Yeah.
Ramble on.
Well, it's this whole, like, is it a dream thing kind of that's been going on, like, a while. So and I guess the idea, Sorry.
Are you up to bat? I think the most recent one I read was 71.
Yes,
they assemble all the bat family and
yeah. So they put up,
but he's having like a Batman Year One like flashback or something. I just don't know what's happening.
I don't really understand. So okay, here's what I don't understand. Let's talk about this recent one. So they put up the red signal, right?
Yeah,
the red bat signal, which is supposed to, I guess, mean everyone has to come, right?
And then still people don't come.
I know. It's kind of weird. But Barbara Gordon's like, no, it's the red. It's red. We got to go.
Jim Gordon's like, I can't believe he broke in here and put the red bulb in my bat signal.
Okay, so yeah, that's the thing, right? So why does Batman put up? So does he know that he's like going crazy? Because they all confront him and they're like, dude, you're going off the deep end and, you know, you need to chill here. And then he socks Tim Drake right in the face.
I mean, I did enjoy that, but
I thought
it's always good. Like the meme where Batman smacking Robin. It's always fun.
Right. Yeah. It's kind of, this should go right up there with it. But, I feel like the whole issue built up to that. But then there's also these kind of like intercuts with like Bane and Thomas Wayne kind of having him over for dinner or whatever. And he's like
all drawn exactly like Batman Year One. Like,
yeah,
it's that I thought was an accomplishment. I thought that was really cool. It's like just supposed to, if it's a dream, it's a dream happening like exactly in that book almost.
So that's the like dream that part, I guess. Like they make it kind of hard to follow. Okay,
I think so. That's my best guess. Is that's the dream part?
Okay.
Because like if there's parallels, you see him like at the end of the long table for two.
Yeah,
Bane, who like doesn't look like Bane at all.
Well, he's just a big bald guy. He looks kind of like the Kingpin.
Yeah, and then, but like the parallels was that next panel was like he was on the roof with all of his team. I guess to be honest, yeah, maybe this is like kind of a Moon Knight kind of thing. Like, which part's real and which one isn't?
Right, that's what I'm. And there's also this kind of.
I was convinced that what was real was the heroes being around him.
Yeah,
but then like Alfred says, "See, Master Bruce, he's broken you. Do you want some soup?"
Well, right. That's the part I was trying to figure out. I think the Alfred part was the part that kind of threw me into wondering which one was which, because, like, yeah, he's like, Bane has broken you and all this stuff, and I think you need help, or whatever. He doesn't say I think you need help, but he's like, you need to sort of stop.
I think what needs to happen is that I need to critique a little bit of Tom King's work, and I think he's awesome, but also in Heroes in Crisis and in Mr. Miracle, which was his latest thing. Like, he did the Vision for Marvel. He gets a little too cerebral and, like, gets lost in it. And it's just kind of like, the answer is the answer. You've been looking at yourself the entire time or whatever. Like, he keeps going to this well where it's like, the answer is in between the panels. You know what I mean? He's just never directly saying, like, this is what's happening. And I think that's kind of like his one-trick pony. And he keeps doing that and confusing people and making it all about, like, psychological, you know, terror and stuff.
Yeah. It is funny, I guess, because, like, well, I don't know. Yeah, like, I thought most of, like I said, most of his stuff is good. This most recent storyline is a little bit too much. Yeah, and I get it. When you want to make it interesting and maybe do something different that's never been done with Batman, I get.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't want to be confused. You know.
Yeah, and I don't want to rail against him because I think he's a great writer. But like,
absolutely.
You know, I just have this because I hold him in such high regard, and he's playing with Batman. I mean, we can't help but like notice who's writing Batman or Spider-Man or Superman. Like, it's just always like gonna be like that. You need to produce at a high level, and you're going to be the most critiqued because those are the most popular characters.
Well, yeah, like a couple of weeks ago, we were looking at the sales figures for Marvel and DC, the top 10, and just everybody, but like it was all Marvel and DC, but all the DC books were Batman. So like nobody else even made the top 10 in DC. Like even Bendis on Superman did not make it into the top 10. They were all Batman books.
Yeah, maybe Batman is cool. Batman and Catwoman is going to be cool, but like, I don't know.
It is funny though, isn't it, that they would take him off Batman, but give him a different Batman book.
I think it's very well planned. Like, they feel bad about it, the decision. Like, it was a decision that Tom was not on board for, and they were like, "Well, we still do, you know, think you're awesome. So, why don't you finish that story you're going to tell in this other book that's Batman and Catwoman? We've never matched those guys up before, like, in their own title. So, let's..."
I mean, I find that hard to believe, but...
Well, like, as, you know, like, there's Batman and Robin, and...
Right,
you know,
it's like ongoing...
As, like, a title, as an ongoing book or a limited series. That there's been Catwoman. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think they've ever branded one like Batman and Catwoman.
No, you're probably right. It's funny.
And this is what he says. Yeah, I posted it on our Instagram. "To me, Batman and Catwoman is a chance to do what Morrison and Quietly did in Batman and Robin. Launch an ambitious, accessible, beautiful, thrilling new series that concludes years of stories and define what Batman is, can, and will be." He used an Oxford comma in that sentence, and that makes me want to hate him some more.
Well, so let
me
just hate him
for that. Yeah.
So this is the story he was going to tell in the main Batman book.
Maybe if they got married or something.
I'm sure don't think they were ever going to get married.
No, but do you? Maybe, no, I don't think so, but maybe this is like in his mind if they did get married, like these are maybe he has like 10 stories that he knew he could tell this way already or something.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's going to have something to do with what happened with the wedding or the non-wedding. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I'll buy it. Right?
He says, "It's tough to leave Batman, and it's a gift and joy to be on that book. I'm leaving it to work on my biggest, most ambitious projects of my career. And that's a gift and a joy to do." But, I mean, the way it's all coming off, though, I think he's just being like, "I got kicked off this other book. They gave me this Batman Catwoman thing." And
as like a...
like a consolation prize.
Right, exactly.
I don't know.
He's still working on Batman, but it's probably not going to be...
Yeah. But it's going to wrap at like 85 for him.
I mean, that's I don't know.
I feel bad being such a pundit.
I know.
About him, because I do enjoy his work, but not all of it.
I do too. Well, I mean, like, I guess it's weird for the editors at DC to be like, "Get out of here," when he still has their top selling book, like, as far as like, or one of their top selling books.
Yeah.
You know, to kick a guy off. I don't know. I don't know. It's weird.
We shall see. You know who made a nice, great comic book? And we haven't talked we took time off or something, didn't we? Or I did? I don't know.
But I did. I wasn't around last week.
Daredevil number 5.
Yeah, that one, that was a crazy, I read that.
What a wild time.
Yeah, so I mean it's actually kind of similar to the Batman storyline in a way, although you actually do know what's going on because there's no weird dream sequence.
Right?
But I mean at the end he's been kind of doing this. He's wanted for murder. He did it, or he thinks he did it. Like, he did it. He killed that guy. Yeah.
And he admits it to the other defenders.
Which, yeah.
By the way, I have zero, zero, zero problem with that. They're all the Netflix TV versions of this in here. It's fine. And
sure,
it kind of like makes me like it a little bit better. And by the way, Iron Fist season 2 still is pretty good. So check it out. but like it was that was definitely the Iron Fist season 2 version of Iron Fist, you know, in here, like, hey, I just used like the last of my herbs from like Kun Lun to, you know, man, like heal up, bro. Like he's totally that hippie in that series.
All right. Oh, that was good. I mean, I don't know Iron Fist well enough.
And okay, so none of them. Here's something though. Like when Spider-Man lays an ultimatum down and tells Matt that he's done. He's not going to be Superman. He's not going to be Daredevil anymore. Does Peter Parker not know that Matt Murdock is Daredevil? Like I thought they knew each other's secret identities.
I don't know. I remember. I wondered that too. But I think. It's either just like one of those things where we just don't. I think they did know at one. I don't know. I remember them knowing like back in the 80s, but these things have been changed so much. And then they did that thing where, because at one time everybody knew who Daredevil was, and then he kind of made everybody forget using like Purple Man dust or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And
then
they went back to nobody knowing who he was, which is better.
And Peter's like, I followed you here, but I didn't look at your mail.
Right. Yeah. Because he doesn't want to know who he is. Like he's like, well, they did a thing. Here's the thing that I thought was. I remember thinking this back in the day because Daredevil could hear Spider-Man's heartbeat, and then he like met Peter Parker, and he's like, that's the same heartbeat. Now, I don't know how. But that was like a thing, like in Daredevil's mind. Like, I know who people are because their heartbeat. That was like how he knew as a blind guy who everybody was. So that he knew who. So to be like, just so we're on the same page, I know you're Peter Parker, I'm Matt Murdock. And they kind of like had like a nice thing. But then, now everyone's forgotten who Daredevil was. And they've also forgotten who Peter Parker was, thanks to fucking Mephisto and the Brand New Day thing. So. I guess they're kind of back in the same page again. But anyways, regardless of that, this is a good issue. So
and do the Defenders not know that he's blind because of all that talk about the Punisher's shirt?
Right.
These are questions I need to know.
Well, because I don't think they know who he is. I don't remember. But the thing that I liked was like they're like, I mean, it happens in our line of work, you know. Some you get in these fights, and sometimes people die, and that's that's the way it is.
Which is a very Netflix, Marvel universe attitude toward it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So. That's very much like a fucking like Charlie Cox version of
Daredevil. Yeah, it definitely is. This is definitely borrowing heavily in tone from the Netflix, especially like the last two seasons. But at the end of the book, I think it's pretty interesting. Daredevil's like, I just can't do this anymore. They actually kind of acknowledge that he's not young anymore in a way. You know what I mean? Like he's like too old for this. And I thought that was, I mean, that's what I got out of it. I thought that was kind of interesting. Can't really do this forever. Like they don't acknowledge age. They never acknowledge how old any characters are.
Right.
But he kind of says, like, yeah, you're right. I can't do this. Like, and he tells Spider-Man, all right, I'm done. I can't do it anymore, which is kind of neat. Like, it's kind of an interesting take on it. It's not like quite like Spider-Man no more throwing the thing in the garbage and whatever. But
it was pretty clever how they drew that page, though, because it was Spidey walking away with Daredevil's mask in his hand and turning around. But it's Spider-Man doing exactly what he's doing on that cover, but with Daredevil's mask in his hand. So it wasn't like just a clean swap of it, you know? It was just like, this is what Spider-Man does and looks. That's how it looks. That was fucking brilliant. I like read that. I like lost my mind when I looked at that page. I was like, if we did panels of the week, like that whole page would be on there.
Oh, all right. Very good. So the solicitation for August. I want to read this from Newsarama since we're on this subject. Solicitation
out this week, 5/29. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm jumping ahead. Sorry.
Jump ahead. Jump ahead to August.
August. Let's go to August. Daredevil number 9 mentions, like, the solicitation says a new Daredevil in town, and Matt Murdock has no idea who it is. But whoa. Chip Zdarsky tweeted that that's not, there's not going to be a new Daredevil.
Huh.
He, or we, you know, Marvel, there was a report that Marvel's, it said Marvel will introduce a new Daredevil in August, and Chip Zdarsky said, no, they won't. So he's the writer, so I guess, you know, he would know, but he could be trolling us or whatever. Who knows? But yeah, I mean, Matt Murdock says he's not going to be Daredevil, so I assume they're going to run with that for a little while. But yeah, it's not like the book is ending, so they got to.
Right.
So I don't know, but that's definitely like top of the stack whenever that comes out.
Oh, it is. I wish we didn't have to compare. And I'm like comparing it with the Batman stuff and being like, see, like, I just want to be like, look what he's doing. Do that. You know?
I know. Even I know.
If it is like him going to be, maybe he's like introduces a new Daredevil because he has a split personality or like some other comic thing, you know? And, but where it's his brother, but it's really him and he doesn't know that he's going out and being Daredevil at night because he's like schizophrenic or something. I don't know.
I mean, that would be different. I mean, that's, and I know it's hard, but this is what we were saying. I remember when the first issue of this Daredevil run came out, we were like, this is good. This is like different for Daredevil. You know, it's cool. It's not just the same old shit.
But he is always quitting and stuff.
I know. He does quit a lot.
He quits a lot. He quits more than.
But this seemed, you know what I mean? Like, this was different because he was literally saying, you're right, I can't do it. It's not like, oh, Karen Page died and now I'm depressed. Like, it was like, he literally just, he got, first of all, he's accused of murder. Then this regular cop, this guy, just like a regular Joe, like, kind of beat him up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't like a superhero fighting a person. Like, the guy really beat the crap out of him. And then the Punisher, like, you know, he had that big fight with the Punisher and stuff.
Yeah, I forgot what happened with it opens up post Punisher fight. And I couldn't find my issue 4 to like just skim over it. And I forgot what happened with the Punisher the last issue.
Well, they had like a big fight and he ended up, the Punisher had him like tied to a chair or whatever. Or not tied to a chair, tied to like a bed because he needed to like heal or whatever. And he got out and they fought and he ended up with a shirt. It was a, but yeah, I mean, this is when this comes out. Like, yeah, I'm like, there aren't too many books really that I get excited about anymore. Maybe just because I'm an old grump, but this one is.
Yeah, I definitely feel the same way. Like, I'm excited when I see it on the shelf. Like,
yeah, you
know, we just see so much, you know.
Yeah,
and I buy a lot of stuff that I won't get around to reading because it's like. I don't know, like middle of the Star Trek Q continuum book, but I'm just like waiting till I have all of them to read them because it'll be more enjoyable that way, I think.
Right.
I buy a lot of books like that.
And, yeah, I buy a lot of books. Yeah, I have a stack of stuff that I like. Oh, I haven't read these. Oh, I better get around to that. And I'm like, why? What am I doing?
Yeah. At least my stack that's like that, I do want to read it. I'm just waiting for to have a few more.
I need it's funny. I remember we talked about this. It's not going to happen now. I remember we were like, you need a snow day or something to just sit.
Yeah, you're right.
Like
Memorial Day.
Oh yeah, maybe Memorial Day. Tomorrow is Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day, whoever. Yeah, this one always. Read like right away, you know, Wednesday or Thursday, whatever, as soon as I get it. So, but man, you know what? Fucking, I know we complain about this all the time. I bought the second printing. Do you remember that book with the two girls and the girl was like,
me?
Became maggots or whatever. You remember that one with like the magic and the maggots and the whole thing?
Yeah.
Not the fucking second printing. God damn it. what a
maggot
moron.
Sex.
The maggot sex book. Maybe it's worth something. Sometimes a second printing can be worth something someday. I don't know. Oh, well. What else did you get? Did you get Jabba the Hutt? I figured you would.
I did get Jabba the Hutt.
I actually got that one, too, even though I don't usually buy these.
I don't think I read this one quite yet, but I did get it. I did get it.
I got the
Lando. I have a whole stack of Star Wars comics. There was a special that came out Knights of the Old Republic special, which I put in our picks of the week, but I didn't pick it up that week for some reason. So I was like, oh, there's a bunch of short ones. And then there's a Lando. It's a photo cover of Lando. I could not get it.
Well, I got the photo cover of Jabba just because I remember you were saying that last. You were saying that last week. You were like, I'm gonna. I got the photo cover, and I was like, I'll get the photo cover of Jabba just because it's kind of funny.
Yeah,
it's big, ugly.
A pretty good story. We got Greg Pak.
It was fine. It, you know, like there was like this thing. There was this like kind of like drink called the Tusken Wind that everybody wanted to drink. Oh, yeah. But only you, Jabba.
I heard you had a couple of Tusken Winds last night.
I had you're one really beer tired. Out of my Geeky Tiki. That was all I had. But now I'm going to drink everything out of that Geeky Tiki. But
wait, what is the drink called again?
Tusken Wind.
Yeah, imagine if you went up to the bar. Can I have a Tusken Wind in this Geeky Tiki, please?
I don't want to make any flatulence jokes, but yeah, Tusken Wind is kind of a funny.
You don't want to make flatulence jokes? I wish you would just make more.
No, I don't. I'm better than that.
You're not.
I pretend to be.
Oh, okay.
So anyways, they go to Tatooine. Everybody wants to get this. Jabba has like a bunch of it, and he just drinks it like it's nothing. But it's so all these different sort of factions want it. And Jabba kind of pits them all against each other to, you know, and it's kind of just a fun, you know, whatever. It's because he's a gangster and he's, you know, it's like a gangster war kind of thing going on. It's interesting, whatever.
These
it's
books
good.
Are good. They're one and done. They're one and done.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like I guess I don't buy them all, but if it's a character I'm interested in, I'll buy it. Like, I don't care about Palpatine or what's his name, Governor Tarkin or whatever. But if it's a character I'm interested in, I'll pick it up.
On the special one here, you know, I got the cut. There's like a bunch of covers, but I got the Mace Windu, Jar Jar, Clone Trooper, Blue Stripe.
Okay,
I don't know what guy that is.
You know, they're all like the they same have, like, guy. What are you talking about? They're clone trooper.
No, like the, you know, like they have different rank and like some are red and some are yellow.
I know, but that's just for, that's nobody, nobody cares about that.
And Jar Jar Binks.
Well, thank fun. God.
I mean, these are the good Star Wars comics. That series is the good Star Wars comics.
All right. I don't love them. I don't know. I haven't bought too many. Like I said, some of them I have enjoyed, actually. When I buy them, I do enjoy them. But I don't need to spend money on all of them.
No.
I like the General Grievous one. That one was good. You know. Yeah, I mean, whatever. So what's going on? They're going to have like a new sort of Age Republic. There's like a Luke Skywalker one and a Darth Vader one. Or I've been seeing these ads.
Oh, from comics or what?
Yeah. That's what these all are. These are like Age of Republic books, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what they're... Or maybe one of them is Age of Rebellion or something like that. I don't know. I'm trying to do some research here on this, on the fly. But they've got some new ones coming out. And it's,
yeah, I usually like, just see them like when I'm there. Or like when I'm putting together the picks of the week. Oh, there's one's called Heroes. That came out this week. I didn't see that one.
Yeah, they got
there's
a lot
one
of
it's called Villains. That came out on that's a whole series. I didn't even know there was two of them. Heroes and Villains.
Maybe that's what I'm talking about.
$7.89.
Oh, well, that's a lot. I'm not buying those. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Yeah, there's this one here. Star Wars Age of Rebellion. Pardon me. Luke Skywalker, number one. Available June 5th. It's called The First Temptation of Luke Skywalker. So I guess this is after... I don't know. I guess this is between I don't know when it is. It looks like it's between Empire and Return of the Jedi.
Oh, I see. So this is like the sequel to their Age of Republic.
I guess so, yeah, because this is Age of Rebellion. Interesting.
Very well.
They're getting their money's worth out of that Star Wars property, that's for sure.
And why not go back into that stuff instead of, like, you know, Last Jedi stuff?
Well, I don't know. No, they should. It's interesting. I mean, you should have everything. There's such a vast universe, you might as well use it instead of, but this new stuff, I mean, I don't know. I bought that Poe Dameron one for a little while. I don't know. I'm kind of surprised they haven't, well, I guess because we don't know the origins, but it'd be kind of neat to do like what Kylo Ren is about, really about. But maybe they don't want to do that yet because that story hasn't really been told. But
JJ's going to tell that story.
Well, we better do it right.
And JJ, we trust. I did see something interesting on the news feed late last night on a Saturday night. This is what I'm doing. It's like reading about nerdy shit on the internet at 11:30 on my couch, on my phone.
All right.
It was that Matt Smith, former Doctor Who, was originally slated to be in this Rise of Skywalker. And his name was on IMDb even. And then they removed his name from IMDb. And when asked in an interview, he said, "I am really not in Rise of Skywalker." And then he like winked to the camera.
Interesting.
So he is.
He is, and they want to surprise
maybe
you.
Maybe he isn't. Yeah.
Or maybe they cut his scene. I mean, it's weird that IMDb would remove him if he is in the movie, but I don't know. Who the fuck knows what IMDb is doing? They're screwed up. So half the time they're wrong. But
right.
I don't know. Interesting. I don't know. What else you got? You got anything else?
Did you read, I don't know. There was Amazing Spidey 21.
Oh, there was. Yeah. It's just kind of more the same, right? I don't remember anything.
Well, Lizard, some big shit kind of actually happens. This was another one that I was like similarly excited to read when I was reading it.
I do remember
my
that.
Books until this morning, actually, when I was doing my laundry. So I was like sitting there and I was like, yes, I want to read this. I can't wait. I'm going to read it right now. And then I was like, oh, here's this lizard kid we make fun of every week,
right?
You know, whatever. But I see how he's part of the story and needs to move the story along. Like, it does make sense to like
sure.
put him in danger and all that, and whatever, you know.
Right.
But then, Kraven sets Spidey and the lizard up in such a way that Spidey needs to take this chip out of the lizard's head, but he's gonna kill his own identity. Is going to be stuck as a lizard, right?
Yeah, and he's going to be like, you know, like crazy lizard, right? Yeah. Like,
and there's no like going back.
Yeah. This is the only way to save the kid, all that.
So he does it, he pulls it out, but it actually, he does transform into the lizard, but seemingly it looks like it killed him. But it didn't really. He just does come back as crazy lizard, like you were saying.
Right.
But that was really, this is classic, you know, good Spidey.
Yeah, this is good Spidey. He's really getting beat up quite a bit in this thing. Not that there's anything, you know, wrong with that. But it's just funny because, like, it was almost similar. Like, he got beat up, but then it's like, he's like, oh, I'm okay. Like, wasn't there some kind of like, oh, I gave you the whatever. Didn't Dr. Connors just kind of give him some kind of, I don't know. I don't remember actually what happened in this book that much. I don't know why. I mean, I only read it on Wednesday or whatever, but I will say, yeah, I'm okay with this so
he's
far.
Still
this Kraven
in trouble. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Spidey's still like,
well, now he's going to fight the lizard.
Yeah. Yeah. So. He's going to fight the lizard. And it's almost like when Han and Chewie meet up in Solo the movie, like they're in the prison cell together, you know, they still have to get out of there. and Spidey still like has like a thing around his, like a power dampener thing around his neck or whatever.
Right. That's kind of, yeah.
And he has to fight the lizard.
Yeah.
All tied up like that.
Yeah. So I mean,
I like how every comic too always has like the Suicide Squad thing. Like they implanted this thing. If I do anything to it, I'm going to die. Or my head's going to explode. Or like, yeah, you can't get out of that, Spidey, because you're going to die.
Yeah. It's kind of weird. Like, so like, did they didn't really update us on that whole Mary Jane, like who that other villain is thing. Did they, was I supposed to buy one of those HU books for that? Yeah.
I haven't seen Mary Jane in a few issues of anything.
Yeah. But like they didn't, that was a cliffhanger. Like a while ago.
Yeah, it was.
She was on the couch and there was like a
Hunted part 5, which it seems like it would be more, but it probably is because I'm getting those side issues too.
Yeah, I'm not getting any of the side issues, but I mean,
I got my own side issues.
That's for show. So I wanted to just talk one briefly. I talked briefly a while ago about the whole X-Men thing that they're doing. They're building towards this giant, like big revamp thing.
I saw the ad for that and I was not convinced by their marketing that said the next brand new age of X-Men, House of X. And it's like there was like the Jim Lee X-Men and the Age of Apocalypse and...
Yeah, they're bringing up all these.
Grant Morrison's thing was a big fucking deal. Like, you think you're gonna come? Hickman's gonna like come back and top Grant Morrison? I don't think so.
I don't know. Well, no, but they're even putting it up there with like fucking like giant size X-Men number one, like the first appearance of like, you know, all those other when they first switched over to like, you know, just Colossus and Nightcrawler and all those guys. So yeah, they are really hyping this up. So, wow. I mean, yeah, is there any way that they can top those guys? I don't know. Hickman is good. I don't have
he
any.
He is good. Jonathan Hickman. I mean, what are we going to get X-Men wise from him that he hasn't already done in Avengers vs. X-Men? And
I don't know. That's what they're saying, though. They're saying this is the biggest X-Men story in a while, and it's going to have some kind of big reveal where. I don't know.
Are the Press all new Xavier. X-Men still around? Or is like, have they figured that out?
No, I think most of the X-Men are still gone. So I assume they'll all be back.
Yeah, they're gone. I forgot what the most recent thing was.
Yeah.
They were Thanos'd away.
Yeah, they were kind of Thanos'd away, yeah. So it's kind of, in a way, so they're going to just end all the X-books and relaunch them. In a way, that's kind of disappointing because I've been really enjoying Uncanny right now. But
is that Hickman?
No, it's well, now you had to ask, didn't you? you had to ask. But anyways, it's good. I've been really enjoying it, and I don't know. Like I kind of wish it would continue, but at the same time, what are you going to do? Let me see. I'm sorry. Now I need to know who writes it.
Rosenberg?
Yes, that's the one. Good job.
I was on Marvel.com looking up that Disney, the Star Wars stuff already.
So, yeah, good. I think it's good stuff, and then they're just going to pull the plug on and all, but that's all right. Maybe it's better to... You know, before it gets bad.
There's been a couple new trailers for X-Men Dark Phoenix.
Yeah.
It looks okay. I mean, Apocalypse was shite. That movie sucked bad. So bad.
It was kind of funny because, like, I want to see it, but I'm also kind of like, I asked Rachel, I'm like, do we have to buy tickets in advance for that, do you think? Like, because it's one of the, like,
that's you don't like to see it the first night, even.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Because it's not
that a weekend.
But, like, after, like, Days of Future Past, I was, like, I was like, oh, I love the X-Men again.
I know, Apocalypse
is so bad.
I told you my story. I was like out in L.A. I fucking was by myself on a work trip. Didn't want to be there. Went to see that movie and like was just like made my whole trip a lot worse. I was like, fuck this movie. Oh, my God. And I didn't have anything else to do, so I didn't just leave. You know what I mean? I was by myself. It's the only entertainment I could have to keep me.
I know.
Something to do. Stuck. I hate that movie so much.
It's pretty dumb.
But then Deadpool and Deadpool 2 came out, you know, around then.
Yeah, but those are completely different things. I know.
But technically not.
Right. Technically in the same universe, but. Like Deadpool won't be in this. Of course. Right. I mean, you know, yeah, some of the movies are good. Some of them are horrible. I don't know where this one will stand, hopefully. But this is like the last one of the James McAvoy, Michael Fassbender, Jennifer Lawrence kind of
arc. Actually, probably, I think, thankfully, even though I didn't think I don't think that he's a bad influence on this, but it's probably the last, like, Bryan Singer anything to do with the X-Men.
I would imagine so.
Like, producer on it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. So, bye. We get a new version.
Right. Unless Disney decides to bring him on, which I don't know. Who knows? But
I doubt that.
I wonder if
Disney hires Zack Snyder.
I doubt that. But, I mean, you know, whoever is in... I guess Kevin Feige is kind of in charge of all that stuff, so he can...
Right.
He can bring on whoever he wants. But
they got the money.
They got the money!
I watched Sucker Punch last night. Not a lot of substance in that movie, but the fight scenes are pretty cool. The action actually is, like, pretty awesome.
Very well. Well...
It is not a good movie. I'm not saying it's a good movie. It's a pretty bad movie, but as far as visual spectacles go, it succeeded.
Hey, sometimes it's all you need.
And this is something you're probably watching, but Doom Patrol wrapped up on DC Universe app, and really an awesome series, especially if you like X-Men type stories or if you enjoyed Umbrella Academy, if you like those kinds of things. That's a show for you whenever they release it for everybody to watch it. You should definitely check it out. Right.
When I will do that, when they release it for everybody.
Yeah.
I don't know.
They have the first episode, actually, if you wanted to just watch it, is on YouTube. They put that one out for free.
Oh, that's nice.
And that show was really fun. Brendan Fraser plays Robot Man, but doesn't really, because there's another actor in the suit, obviously, and he just does the voice. Yeah. It's Brendan Fraser. And their cyborg is, like, pretty cool, except for that I kind of think that they... Unavoidable in this, because I understand it's TV and it's not the movies. Like, the cyborg in Justice League, like, looked cool. It looked like T2. Like, he's part of robot and he's part a person. You know what I mean? Because they had, like, a huge fucking budget on that. On this show, like, he's always wearing, like, a tracksuit, like an Adidas tracksuit. So that covers up, like, half of anything they would need to show. You know what I mean? Like, his chest, his arm, that's a robot. Like, and the appliques, like, look like... I almost want to talk to John about this, because I feel like he would be driven crazy by this, too. It's like... It's like T2, like, I remember, like, somebody came to the school one time, like, with a cool Terminator 2, like, prosthetic thing attached to their head and had, like, a red light in his eye. And that's exactly what, like, Cyborg has on the TV show. But you can tell it's like Star Trek in a way. It's like, this thing is, like, attached to his head. So it's, like, bigger than his head. You know what I mean? It's like he's wearing a bike helmet. Almost. And it's not terrible. It's not really bad. It's just the constraints of TV that you can tell they're, like, trying not to CG, like, anything on him. It's just...
Right.
He puts on, like, a Nintendo Power Glove, puts his sweatshirt on so that you don't have to see any of that stuff.
Right.
That's my only critique about that show is that the Cyborg, I think, could be a little bit better. But the story is, like, super cool. And it's very comic booky. Alan Tudyk is in it, and they say that, like, a lot of stuff happens in the white space as if it was, like, in the white space on a comic book page. And they, like, in there as action. They comment on it kind of does a little Deadpool kind of, like, breaks the fourth wall and stuff because Alan Tudyk's character is omnipotent, and he's like, oh, this is the worst finale of a streaming TV show I've ever seen. You know what I mean? Stuff like that.
Speaking of finales, I guess really quickly before we sign off here, everybody's talking about Game of Thrones. Did you watch it? Do you care? Do you ever watch it?
I care enough to not want to hear what happened in the finale because I've like only seen like the first couple seasons.
I see. Never mind.
Yeah, I don't really want to know about.
A lot of people were not.
Talk about it happy. In broad strokes. Were you happy?
Sure, but I wasn't as invested as some people. You know what I mean? Like I didn't care that much. It was a good show. I watched the last few seasons. You know, but I didn't care too much when certain people died. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know why. I don't know. It's not.
Yeah.
It was a good show. You
sort of expect them to die because
at this point,
comic books and
so many people fucking died anyway. Like, why would you be surprised?
That's kind of.
I wasn't surprised.
Game of Thrones is interesting, like for people like us that are fans and like people die a lot in stuff that we like. You know, so it's like, yeah, well, I guess that character died.
Yeah.
Move on.
I know, and I guess it's, you know, whatever. It's people got upset when Black Widow died. Spoiler warning, and you know they were like, "Oh, why did she die?" Because they want to kill the women characters. It's like, well, I don't think anything to do with it. But okay,
yay, so, feminism.
Yeah, here we go again. Right? I mean, it's just storytelling, man. Like this is. There was a part though. Here I won't say it, broad strokes. There was a part in Game of Thrones that I understand, like, logically, it made no sense, but dramatically, they had to have it. And I won't tell you what it was, but I was like, that would never happen in this world of this story. But because this is it, this is the last show, they have to have this dramatic moment, they're going to put it in there.
Right.
But it was kind of funny, because I was like, that has absolutely nothing, that would not happen in this story. Right. And I even said it to Rachel, and I said, that's kind of the thing I have a problem with. She's like, yeah, but they had to do it that way. And I'm like, I get it. But that kind of stuff just takes me out of it.
Right.
You can write whatever you want, but sometimes I guess you get written in a corner and you got to do it this way. So, whatever. It was fine. But like I said, I wasn't that invested in it. It's like I don't know. What show? I can't even think of a show that I would be invested in that I would be really upset if the character died. I don't know. I guess I would, like, Better Call Saul. I was, like, sad when his brother died because that was sad and he was a good character. But, like, for the most part, I'm like, you know, it's a show.
Yeah.
And maybe
that
you're right.
I don't so much care, like, if it was spoiled or not. Like, I know I'm going to catch up on that show.
Yeah. And then, but you won't be that. I can see if somebody invested whatever 9 years or however long that show was on of their, you know, lives being into the show. And then that's how it ends. And you're probably just like, oh, well, meh, you know, but there was like, did you see like people were like the whole last season was shit. And I want like there was an online petition to have it rewritten.
Yeah. Like, come on, everybody.
There was somebody else posted. There was this thing that said, like, Game of Thrones want, you know, petition fans to write their own story if you're so smart. Like, it was kind of funny. That was not true, but it was funny.
That's
all right. I think we should go.
All right.
It's 1:19. But thanks for listening, everybody. Happy Memorial Day. Right?
Yeah. Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day to you, Clay. Thank you for your service, even though you weren't in the military, but you've served people.
Yeah, I have served plenty of people.
All right. Well, have a good one. Thanks, everybody. See you later. Yeah.
Master Bruce, he's broken you. Do you want some soup?